And I'll tell you something else now. You're talking about the trees.
Yeah.
But I helped Pick and Lumber Company cut off their timber, every bit of it, here. Not every bit they had, but every bit they had here. And then I planted it back. Now, Pickering had four of them sawmills. They had one down here at Crave, and they was all named after some stockholder.
Uh-huh.
They had one down here below Leesville, was Pickering's. And they had one up here this side of Hornbeck, was Barham. And they had one over there at, just across the river at Mansfield. They called it I don't know now what they did call it. I know two of them called it. They had four big sawmills in this country.
Yeah. Now, the stuff you get on your face, that maybe that black stuff that came out of the chimney.
Soot. Smut.
Okay. And what'd you call the you know, after the fire burned out?
Coals.
Yeah, and finally the fire burned out and you had to get the what out?
No, you never did take the wood out of the fireplace. It burned up in there.
Yeah, but did you ever have some sort of white residue?
Yeah.
What'd you call that?
That was a kind of a smut burning out, if you could call it that.
Yeah. You get a shovel maybe and clean out the
ashes.
Yeah.
Had to clean out the ashes every once in a while.
Were they, what color were they? Were white.
They were white.
Okay. Now, can you tell me about the types of stuff you'd have in the house to sit in or things like that?
Well, there was old chair makers all around over the country, and where people were able to give $75 for a chair, or $0.75 or a dollar for a chair, they'd have a chair to sit in. Where they weren't, they'd sit on boxes or blocks or something like that.
Uh-huh. Huh. Now, did you have any other types of stuff in the house? That you'd sit in? Or?
Well, no. The furniture was just more of the house part of it. Was a bed and bedclothes and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, afterwards, you know, as you started to get, you know, your own house and things like that.
Well, they started that by the litters, you know. You'd get a little furniture now and then a little later on.
What would you buy? Maybe.
Well, maybe a rocking chair and a dresser.
Okay.
Or an old wheel, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's about what they started off with.
Okay.
Now, that's a homemade chair you're sitting in.
Yeah. And a good one, too. This is what, cowhide?
Yeah.
Now, you might have a big, long piece of furniture with cushions on it. What'd you call that?
Yeah, well, I never did have damn one of them. I don't know what you'd call them. I reckon you'd call it a sofa.
Yeah. Okay.
I reckon.
Did you mentioned a dresser. Did you have a place where you'd keep your clothes maybe built into the house?
Well, some of these old cobblers would make a clothes closet that you could set up in your house and put your clothes in.
A part of the furniture?
Yeah. Kind of a wardrobe.
Wardrobe, is that what they called it?
Yeah.